Good afternoon, everyone. I am Hong Yi-Luo from Academia Sinica and National Taiwan University. So the title of my presentation is Cost Sensitive Stacking for Audio Tech Annotation and Retrieval. So here is an example of one famous music tagging website, Last.fm. We show the soundtrack Let It Be and its social text. And this social text provides rich information for content analysis. So for example, we can train some classifiers using the audio associated with a certain tag. So in this paper, we focus on two important information. The first one is tag count, which means the number of different users who have annotated this tag. In this example, a larger font indicates a higher tag count. And the second information is tag correlation. As we know that some tags often co-occur. So we propose a cost-sensitive stacking for exploiting tag count and tag correlation jointly. Okay, we first introduce two music information retrieval tasks. The first one is audio annotation. That is, given an audio clip, we can make prediction using some tag classifiers. So we will know that this audio should be associated with which tags. And the second one is tag-based audio retrieval. Given a tag query, we can obtain prediction score using the tag classifier, and then we will have a ranking list for the query. Okay, so the first interesting thing is the tag count. As we know that social tags are assigned by people with different level of musical knowledge, so they inevitably contain noisy information. So we think that tag count information should be considered in automatic tagging because the count reflects the confidence degree of the tag, and higher tag count are more reliable and salient. Here we conduct an experiment. We have selected some high count tag and some low count tag. We compare their the prediction performance according to false negative rate. As we can see that the false negative rate on the high count tags are much smaller than the low count tag. So we believe that it is evident that high count tags are more reliable and salient. Okay, we try to convince you by this example. Here we show the soundtrack, Let It Be, and its social text. And these are the high count text, including 60s, Beatles, British, classic rock, all this. So we believe that these are more reliable, salient, and important text. So in some previous work, the tag count is transformed into 1 or 0 by using a threshold. And then a binary classifier is trained for each tag to make prediction. But this may have some problems. The first one is that tag count information is lost. A tag assigned twice is treated in the same way as a tag assigned hundreds of times. And the second problem is that it is hard to determine the threshold. And the third problem is that there will be ambiguity on the class membership of the instance nearby the threshold. For example, if we set tag count threshold to 10, so an instance whose tag count is 10, it will be considered as a passive example. But If its tecton is 9, then it will be considered as a negative example. But we feel that it is very strange. So our question is how to use the tecton information for audio tag annotation and retrieval. And our answer is cost-sensitive learning with the tecton as cost. So in cost-sensitive learning, we are given a training set, X, Y, and Z. The X is the feature vector, and Y is the class label, and C is the misclassification cost of this example. So the goal of cost-sensitive learning is to learn a classifier which minimizes the expected cost on some unseen instance. And it is a more general setup of traditional classification problem. So in our application, our goal is to minimize misclassified tecton for audio tag annotation and retrieval. So if 100 users annotate an audio clip with rock, but the classifier yields a false negative, then the cost is 100. So the cost-sensitive learning will pay more attention on the reliable, salient, and important tags. And so we have exploited two cost-sensitive binary classifiers. The first one is cost-sensitive support vector machine. In support vector machine, the training error term, KC, will be associated with a cost term C here. And the second cost-sensitive classifier is cost-sensitive error bus. So here we show the update instance weight updating rule in error bus. And the weight updating of an instance will be proportioned to the cost of this instance. Okay, the second important information is tag correlation. And in some previous works, the tag annotation task is separated into several binary classification problems. So they assume that the tags are independent. So the tag correlation information is lost. For example, we know that hiccup and rep often co-occur. For example, in our database, we can observe that they co-occur for 160 times, and there are only 70 and 36 times that they occur alone. So we propose cost-sensitive stacking to exploit tecton and correlation information jointly. So so our cost-sensitive stacking is that in the first stage we train some cost-sensitive tag classifiers for each tag, and the stacking classifiers use the output of tag classifiers as its input, and we use linear classifier for the stacking classifier. So if we learn so we can learn the W here. And if Wij is greater than 0, then it means tag J is positively correlated to tag I. So the tag correlation information can be handled by the stacking classifiers. Okay, here we discuss, we describe our experimental setup. So our baseline is our winning method in MIRIX 2009 audio tagging task. This method is cost insensitive and only use binary classifiers. And our experiments basically follow the MIRIX 2009 setup. We use the same 45 tags. And we download audio from Major Minor website. which is a web-based music labeling game. And we have so many audio clips, and parameters are selected based on inner cross-validation on the training data. And we repeat cross-validation 100 times. Okay, here we show our experiment result. The audio annotation is evaluated by clip AUC. That is, given a clip, we want the correct tag to be ranked higher. And audio retrieval is evaluated by tag AUC and the F measure. That is, given a tag, we want the correct instance to be ranked higher. So we have used different classifiers in the first stage, including Edubus and SVN. And the ensemble is a combination of these two classifiers. And we have compared four methods. The first one is our Mirix baseline, and the second one is cost-sensitive learning only. The third is stacking only, and the fourth is our proposed cost-sensitive stacking. As we can see that in all cases, the cost-sensitive stacking performs better in two other methods. And either stacking only and cost-sensitive learning only will be better than our Mirix baseline. Okay, so our conclusion is tag correlation are two important information for social tag prediction on multimedia data. And we have first formulated the audio tag prediction task as a cost-sensitive classification problem to minimize the misclassified tag count. And we have then formulated the task as a cost-sensitive multi-label classification problem and proposed cost-sensitive stacking to exploit tag count and correlation information jointly. And the experiment results show that the new approach outperforms our Mirix 2009 winning method. So here we have submitted a journal paper. So please see our journal version of this paper for some more details and some extension work of this idea. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I have used two methods. The first method is transform the output of SVN and Edubus into probability, then average the probability. And the second method is to transform the prediction score into related rank, and the final decision is the average rank. Okay. Thank you.